Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1238. August 12th. On passing through Krakow, Reverend Father Sopochko paid me a short visit today. I had wanted to see him, and God fulfilled my desire. This priest is a great soul, entirely filled with God. My joy was very great, and I thanked God for this great grace, because it was for the greater glory of God that I wanted to see him. O living host, O hidden Jesus, you see the condition of my soul. Of myself, I am unable to utter your holy name. I cannot bring forth from my heart the fire of love, but, kneeling at your feet, I cast upon the tabernacle the gaze of my soul, a gaze of faithfulness. As for you, you are ever the same, while within my soul a change takes place. I trust that the time will come when you will unveil your countenance, and your child will again see your sweet face. I am astonished, Jesus, that you can hide yourself from me for so long, and that you can restrain the enormous love you have for me. In the dwelling of my heart, I am listening and waiting for your coming, O only treasure of my heart. The Lord Jesus greatly protects his representatives on earth. How closely he is united with them! And he orders me to give priority to their opinion over his. I have come to know the great intimacy which exists between Jesus and the priest. Jesus defends whatever the priest says, and even complies with his wishes, and sometimes makes his own relationship with a soul depend on the priest's advice. O Jesus, through a special grace, I have come to know very clearly to what extent you have shared your power and mystery with them, more so than with the angels. I rejoice in this, for it is all for my good. O my Jesus, when someone is unkind and unpleasant toward us, it is difficult enough to bear this kind of suffering. But this is very little in comparison to a suffering which I cannot bear, namely, that which I experience when someone exhibits kindness towards me and then lays snares at my feet at every step I take. What great willpower is necessary to love such a soul for God's sake? Many a time one has to be heroic in loving such a soul as God demands. If contact with that person were infrequent, it would be easier to endure. But when one lives in close contact with the person and experiences this at each step, this demands a very great effort. My Jesus, penetrate me through and through, so that I might be able to reflect you in my whole life. Divinize me, so that my deeds may have supernatural value. Grant that I may have love, compassion, and mercy for every soul, without exception. O my Jesus, each of your saints reflects one of your virtues. I desire to reflect your compassionate heart, full of mercy. I want to glorify it. Let your mercy, O Jesus, be impressed upon my heart and soul like a seal, and this will be my badge in this and the future life. Glorifying your mercy is the exclusive task of my life. Saint Faustina had prayed a novena for the intention of being able to see Father Sopochko. Father Sopochko lived in Vilnius. Vilnius is over 600 kilometers, or close to 400 miles from Krakow. But God answered her prayers and arranged for Father Sopochko to pass through Krakow for some reason so that they could meet. and St. Faustina was very grateful to God for this grace. Then St. Faustina utters a very bold prayer. She is amazed that Jesus can hide from her for so long and restrain his enormous love for her. Jesus has told her of his love, so she has great confidence in him. She writes of the leeway that Jesus gives to his priests. They truly become other Christs. Jesus adapts his relationship to a soul according to what a priest has told that soul in the confessional. And then St. Faustina laments having to live with a sister who outwardly shows her kindness while secretly laying traps for her. That is why Jesus says that we have to become like children. He wants innocence, love, and openness, not deception and duplicity. And Jesus teaches St. Faustina how to love such Judases. St. Faustina prays that she wants to become more and more like Jesus, and especially to reflect his compassionate heart, full of mercy. She wants to glorify that in this life and in the next. And that is, she says, the exclusive task of her life, to glorify the mercy of God.